Okay? Deuteronomy chapter 21. This is the conclusion of Kitavo. Verses 1 through 8 are the conclusion. Verse 1. You have it? 29, verse 1. Moses called all Israel and said to them, "You have seen all that Adonai did before your eyes in the land of Egypt to Pharaoh and all his servants and all his land. The great trials that your eyes saw, those great things, those great signs and wonders." So, he's speaking. He's called the entire congregation of Israel. We're going to see next week's parashat as it begins. I'm practicing to possibly read it and chant it next week. The first aliyah, and there will be someone doing the fourth aliyah, and I don't want to say. It's a surprise. So, Moses called all Israel. In today's parashat, Moses calls all Israel. Please show the part of the message that you have there, sir. Not expecting you to go get it or go. It's over here. If you want to have it in your own personal, it's the message for today is in the website. Under messages, under the PDF, and you can see it. So that's exactly what it looks like. Okay, color and all, just like that. Verse 3 of today's parashah. Today's. "But to this day, Adonai has not given you a heart to know, or eyes to see, or ears to hear." Let me say that again. He's speaking after the 40 years, after the Exodus. They are in next week's, which is a continuation of this. He says, you're standing today before Adonai your God as you're getting ready to cross over. It says, to this day, Adonai has not given you a heart to know, eyes to see, or ears to hear. Jump to 5b. Why? So he answers the question, why up to this day he had not given a heart to know, eyes to see, or ears to hear? He answers the question. In order that you may know, the word know there is yodea, which is know intimately, that I am Adonai your Elohim, your God. The last verse of today's parashat, verse 8. So keep the words of this covenant and do them so that you may prosper in all that you do. Okay? So I want to do a little bit of reading here, which is there. So if you'd like to follow along, you're welcome to. At the end of this week's parashat, which is Kitavo, and just before next week's parashat, which is Nitzavim, starts in verse 9, we have a beautiful and sobering statement. The statement, let me summarize it for you. Until today, Adonai has not given us a heart of intimacy. A heart of intimacy. That's why I'm going to prove that to you from the text, that's what it means. Okay? And that's part of today. Why? Why hasn't he given it until today? The scripture says, answer the question, that you may know, which is yodea, that you may know that I am. That's the first commandment, I am. That I am Adonai your Elohim. So then what must we do? Let me read the last statement with a little bit of Hebrew, okay? The last verse 8, verse 5. So that you may keep, the word there is shomer, keep. guard, protect. The words of this covenant, and do. Y'all do, that's na'aseh. Which we've been talking about, na'aseh v'nishmana, for a little while here. You see, before we stand, nitzavim, before we stand on verse 9, we must first have to receive something we haven't had up to this point. The children of Israel did not have it, but what is it that isn't being implied in the statement? The implication of the statement is until today. That means today we can have it. Can you say, today I can have it? Today we can have a pure heart. In Hebrew, that word is Lev Tahor, which is the name of today's message. Lev Tahor. We must know him, Yodea, which means intimate knowledge, and keep Shomer, his word, so that we can do Na'aseh. That's what it's being said here. Number one, we need to have a certain kind of heart. We need to know, Yodea, him, know that he is. Keep Shomer, his word, so that we can do it. Then we can stand. We'll be able to stand before him. Before we can stand, you need to make a determination. That's what today's about. In the scripture, what's the determination? Well, determination is to actually examine inside. The word for that examination on the inside called shuvah, which means to acknowledge. You know, in modern Hebrew, it means to answer. It means to answer. We have to answer, okay? We need to make a determination. We need to understand that until today, it says here, you did not have a certain kind of heart. You didn't have it until today. What's the implication? From this point forward, you can have it. Okay? Look, we need this kind of heart. Because when we get this kind of heart, we will be able to get intimate with him, commit to do his word, and then be able to say, we're done. Okay. Commit to hear and do his word, right? So we can say, okay. That's what Siri said, and that's what we... Let's go to the next page, please. I thought it was important for me to take a look at this verse 3. You see this word. There it is. Verse 3. Here it is in Hebrew. Veno natan yudhei vavhei Adonai lachem lev ladaat ve'enayim lirod ve'osnayim lishmoa ad hayom hazeh. So it turns out these are actually pretty reasonable words. Okay? This is what it's saying here. To this day, Adonai has not given you a heart to know, eyes to see, or ears to hear. That sounds really nice in English, but let's analyze it a little bit in Hebrew. Okay? What is being implied here that maybe you don't get is that this is about intimacy. This is about intimacy. Now, let's see if my pointer doesn't want to stay on. And the batteries are new, so. Bye-bye, pointer. Let's start. To know you comes from the verb yodea in Hebrew. It's a fundamental verb, yodea. It's a word translated new in the King James Version when it says that Adam knew his wife, and as a result of knowing his wife, Cain was born. Then Adam knew his wife again. And as a result of knowing his wife, Abel was born. And then we have the Cain and Abel situation. And Abel is no more. So the King James Version says, and Adam again knew his wife. Okay? I mean, he got acquainted with her. But those of us that are older here understand that that acquaintance was intimate. Only that what a husband and wife can do. And Adam knew his wife, and she conceived Seth. So, yodea means intimate relations. Okay? In modern Hebrew, you cannot use the word yodea to talk about knowing somebody unless it's special. So I cannot say, ani yodea blank, and you put in any blank that you want. Because there's only one blank that ani yodea. And the only ani yodea, ani means I know Miriam. Ani yodea Miriam. That means that is a true statement. And the proof is, one of the proofs is I'm Elise. She's back there. So we have proven, this is all like the Lord. We've proven that we know each other intimately because there's 34 years ago anyway. There she's standing over there. And she got the memo. Purple today. So we're both in purple. Royal colors and everything, you know. Amen. So what do you say if it's not intimate? There is a Hebrew word used machir. Machir. So in Hebrew, you don't say yodea unless it's your spouse. But you can say it to God. Do you understand what I just said? You can use the intimate word with Adonai. You have permission. The problem is, how many of you have not used yodea with Adonai, and instead you're using machir? You're acquainted with Adonai. You know about him, okay? Like I know about TJ. Ani machir TJ. Okay, I'm acquainted. I know her as a lady, a wonderful lady. Okay, she waits for me in the corner, and she greets me when I'm doing the Torah in a real special way. To her, there's a special relationship because I have a special relationship with her husband. Really, it didn't come. It came because of, through her husband. And he is fully aware that as I walk by, we're going to hug. Fully. He's fully aware. And he's standing right there waiting to get his hug when I come around. Okay, if I was out of order, he would have already taken care of it. You know what I mean? I mean, they're not from this part of the world. They're from Idaho. They take care of things in Idaho. They sure do. If you don't know, ask them. Okay? So when it comes to Adonai, we're supposed to yodea and not machir. Let me continue with the scripture there. Okay? We desperately need to know the following. There are no shortcuts here. The Hebrew words that are familiar to me, I can translate for you. Velo Natan Adonai. Adonai has not given you, okay, you, Lahem, to you, Lev, which means heart, okay? Lada'at. Lada'at is the infinitive of Yodea. You put a lamin in front of here's Yodea, okay? But it's written ladaat in for the infinitive. Ve einaim lirod. Einaim, this is one of the two C's. The two C's in Israel, in Hebrew, don't say im, say ayim. Like maim. So einaim, it's a two C. And a two C means, because there's two of them, right? Where you find one, you find the other. So einaim here, okay, are the eyes. Ve means and eyes to see. Lirot is from the verb ro e, which means to see. Ve osnaim, which are ears. Okay? Two sees. You get two of those in a human being. So they're osnaim. And then here's a word, lishmoa. Do you see the word shema right there? Come on, pointer. Right there. Shin, mem, ayin, ishma. So that's lishmoa. Does that mean he didn't give us ears to hear? Or does it mean he didn't given an ears to obey? Shema means obey. Shema means to do what he said. Shema means done. Right? Done. That's what it means. Okay? Ad is the word until. There's a famous song called Until. Until. Or T-I-L-L. That's ad. Hayom hazeh. Hayom is today, the day. Hazeh means today. Hayom hazeh means today. So, without question, what is written up there that the TLV wrote is exactly what the Hebrew says. But besides to say, you know, heart to know, eyes to see, and ears to hear, I'm really speaking of something much more deep than that. It's speaking about intimacy. It's, you see, intimacy is going to be the result of having intimate relations with Adonai. And those intimate relations means that we have to see him for who he is, right? And that we have to have the ears to hear what he said and then say, done. You get it? Do you get it? I would like to propose the following to us. Okay? We in this congregation desperately need a heart that knows Adonai intimately. This is talking about us now. Leave that alone there for a second, and you can put it away. We don't need a heart that's just acquainted with him. We don't need a machir heart. We need a yodea heart. A one that is soft and that is pure towards him. The word pure is tahor. So we need a lev that is tahor. We don't need a hard, corrupted heart. We don't need that. We need a heart that is able to hear. What does that mean? We need a heart that's able to shema so that we can say done. We need a heart that's able to hear with compassion and with humility. We need a heart that sees the benefits of living through him, with him, by him. We need a heart like this because it's going to equip us to make the resolve to obey all the things that he has said. It has to start in the heart, okay? Now, I don't know about Siri's heart. I dare say that because it's made by Apple, that there it's a cold heart. And I like Apple, okay? Better than Microsoft, but they're both, you know. I don't know about Siri's heart. I sure like it when she says done. Oh, Marilyn likes it too. Is that the kind of heart we need, like Siri? No, here's the deal, okay? We can mimic what Siri does and say done. But if in your heart it's not right, if your heart is not into it, If you're not really doing it for the right motive, the right heart motive, it's not going to do you any good. And as a congregation, we cannot just go through the motions. And the high holy days are opportunities that we can go through the motions around here. And we can do all that is said and all of that wonderful thing. And maybe on the inside, the Lord is going, I don't know who you are. I like to approach it different. I like to say that the inspiration was until this day, he hasn't. Well, that means that today we can get it. Today we can get the kind of heart that's going to prepare us to hear what he has to say during the high holy days and to be able to say done with the right motive, the right heart. You see, a heart that doesn't know him intimately is incapable to guide wisely, because wisdom is viewing life from God's perspective. Say that with me. Wisdom is viewing life from God's perspective. It's a perspective that's over here, not a perspective that's over here. When we get over here, we get in trouble. But when we go up there and get the perspective from heaven, we don't get in trouble. Look, in Acts 17:28, it says, in him we live and move and have our being. I have a song for that, by the way. I have a song for that verse. I have lots of songs for lots of verses. I don't care where they are in the Bible. What happens is when you have a heart like this, a left heart, this kind of heart operates beyond natural dimensions. It goes to the fifth dimension. I have songs by the fifth dimension. Let the sunshine in, for example. Let the sun shine in. Let the sun shine in. Because that heart operates in a supernatural dimension. The number one killer in America is heart disease. Let me say that. The number one killer in America is heart disease. Okay? Do you suppose that the natural reveals the spiritual? That's Romans 1:20. If the number one disease in America is heart disease, what's the spiritual component of heart disease? Look, maybe up to now, you've functioned in the post Exodus chapter 15 time. You saw the miracles. You know that he's doing great things and all that. You get manna every day. You have his company all the time. You get all the birds you want to eat. Da-da-da-da-da-da. But no, you don't get air conditioning. So, you know, it's like, okay, no. It would be much better if you give us air conditioning. You kept to keep the same shoes. Which is actually bad news for you ladies. It's not bad news for guys. Okay? I have shoes, and I don't want any more shoes until those are wore out. On the other hand, my wife, once a year, has to make a pilgrimage to DSW. And she will go and come back like a Cheshire cat. With boxes of shoes. And she wants me to be excited. And my problem is, I got some right now that are working really good. So why do I need any more shoes? Is there going to be a special color? They're going to be brown or they're going to be black. And that's it. Okay? And so, for most of us guys, I don't know about maybe not every guy in here, but at least for Steve and I, because he already gave me the eye, Steve and I, we just like, okay, honey, yes, dear, I'll put him on. And she'll be so excited. Don't you think those are wonderful and all of those things? And we will go, yes, dear, it's wonderful. And then on Saturday, she would expect us to put that one on. But see, a guy is not going to put on a new shoe that's going to give him a hard time in his feet when he has perfectly good shoes that are comfortable. And so he's going to go get his comfortable shoes, going to come out in his old comfortable shoes, and she's going to go, "Honey, did you remember that we got this pair of shoes for you?" And the guy wants to act really stupid, like, "Oh, yeah. I remember now." And so he'll go, and she'll come excitedly, hand him the shoes, and he's going to put them on. And move on. And hope that they get broken. Break them in fast. You know, if Adonai until today has not given us a heart like that, what are you supposed we're supposed to do? Forget it. Huh? Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. That was a Democrat called Kennedy. When Democrats were actually okay. What you have not because you. Okay, so what do we need? If we want a heart that it left a whore, we need a heart that can see and that can hear and that can know intimately. We need that kind of heart. Then it's time to ask, don't you think? Yes, it is. Today is the time to ask Adonai to give us by his Spirit a heart. By the way, when the Bible says heart, it actually includes the soul. It includes the mind, the will, and the emotions. That's all incorporated into that. We need a heart, a mind, will, and emotion that is ready, willing, and able to relate to him and respond to him this way. If as a congregation we want to mount up with wings as eagles, then we need to wait upon the Lord. Well, he said, "I have not until today." Today he opens the door. Today, the door's open. The door's open. You can ask today. We can go to the next level by asking today. We have to have this kind of heart. We need to ask him in prayer. You want me to do the Baptist thing? Bow your heads. Bow your heads for prayer right now. Lord, today, Kehilat Kosem Ha is asking you, Adonai, to give us a heart to know, eyes to see, and ears to hear. In Yeshua's name. Okay, done. Now, wait a minute. Is it possible that you don't get the result of this prayer? Oh. So your prayers aren't so effective, Rabbi? Well, it has nothing to do with me. I have a good prayer. I just prayed a really good prayer. The problem is that the hearer has to have the faith. That's what you said. Has to have the faith. Already from the beginning, it's been being preached. I could just hardly jump out of my chair. Okay, we have to have the faith to say yes. We have the faith to say, "I receive that heart, and I'm going to activate that heart." So what keeps us from that? Okay, let's go a little higher in the food chain. In a little higher than that. What is that stuff called? All of it. How about sin? How about sin? What keeps us from it? Sin. What keeps us from having the faith? Sin. Of course it's sin. Some leaders in the body of Messiah understand that their flock needs to go through the washing of repentance often. That's why they schedule times of revival. I don't have to schedule any times of revival. Because Adonai's already scheduled them. And we happen to be in one of them. There's three times a year that he does this. This one, he has a whole month, the month of Elul. where he's scheduling for us to get motivated and get the sin out so that we can have the heart that he's wanting to give us. Most leaders don't do it. Messianic leaders don't do it at all. But those of us that are involved in Messianic Judaism, let me tell you the story. We have scheduled times of repentance, which leads to times of revival. In his calendar, the Lord's already scheduled such times. And because it is his idea, it's his idea. It wasn't the rabbi. It was his. Because it's his idea, he's attentive. He's attentive to the hearing of his people say, talk to him. Are you aware that in the last half of that annual, we're in the last half of that time? We are already past the 15th of Elul. Well, how do you know? The full moon was last week, exactly a week ago. So we're past the 15th. Because the 15th is always on the full moon. Okay? It's already past. In fact, if we look at the calendar, today is the 21st day of Elul. We have exactly 8 days. Duh. 1 more week will be the 28th. It's 21 plus 7. And then Sunday will be the 29th. And Elul is done. The next, on that sundown, is Tishri. And Yom Teruah begins. Look, in Messianic Judaism, you're not allowed to wait or put the responsibility on the leader. Well, I'm waiting for the leader to schedule a revival time. Well, the big leader, the big boss already scheduled one. Do you have eyes to see and ears to hear so you can obey? So you can know him? Today, we are in a position to ask him for a heart to know him intimately, for eyes to see him for who he really is, and ears to Shema. Who is this person? Literally, Adonai means literally my Lord. Well, he's none other than the Savior of the world, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Those of you who want to play with me, please come up. A priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, the Lion of Judah. His name is Messiah Yeshua. I'm not through preaching. We're just going to sing what we preach.
His name's Jesus.
Well, most people in the body of Messiah are not listening to even the firmament is declaring the things of Adonai. That's Psalm 19. And things are being declared. The Lord is speaking. And they're just not hearing. They're neither attentive, nor they have a heart to know, eyes to see, or ears to hear. You see, the moon, the sun, and the firmament are speaking. The prophets are speaking. There's a lot of voices being going out. Are you hearing? Do you hear the sound? Do you hear call? Do you hear the sound? Do you hear the sound? Do you hear the sound that the Lord wants us to hear? Last week, don't leave yet, Stephen. Stay right where you are. Last week, I shared that Adonai Elohim has always warned his people. I shared that he proclaims judgment, but he even warns the Gentile nations. How much more the Jewish nations? How much more is he wanting to warn his very own? You see, he doesn't want anyone to receive the wrath of his judgment, so he pre-warns us. By the way, that means you. That means you. That means you. I'm speaking to you. I wish I could just run and go in front of every one of you, stick my finger in front of your nose. You. That means you. He's wanting to warn you. Are you listening? Do you hear a sound coming from the mountain? It's getting louder each and every day. Do you hear a sound coming from the mountain? You see, we really do need the awakening sound of the shofar. The Jewish people say that when the shofar sounds, Satan is confounded. You know why he's confounded? Because he doesn't know if this sound that he just made is the real sound that's going to bring the Messiah, and he's done. Because he doesn't know the future. The enemy is a created being. He doesn't know the future. So when he hears the sound of the shofar at this time of the year, he goes, uh-oh, uh-oh, that could be me. So he doesn't want to hear no shofar sounds. And when he hears it, he gets all discombobulated. Hang on, that we done our calculations right. You can do all the calculations you want, but Yeshua said that day, that hour, only the Father knows. But the deal is, he doesn't know if it's not. He doesn't know if it's not. So I am saying to you that we have the opportunity to break this hard heart business and to claim and proclaim and ask the Lord to give us a left heart, to give us a heart that is ready to do what it says, to know him, to see him, and to hear him. Today, let the shofar blast. We're going to do it a third time. Let the shofar blast go deep inside of you and drive out from your heart by the sound of the shofar. Drive out everything that is not of God. So that we can say, Lord, give me a lev tahor. Shout!
Yeah. 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 Right now, feel it. Break it off in the name of Jesus.
Whoa. Yes. Yes. Amen. It's See, done. The deal is that today, until today, right? So today we have asked. Today we have, I hope that you ask. I asked for you, but did you ask yourself? Because today you can have it. And the reason you need a heart like that is actually captured in a song. And the Lord wanted me to even learn that song for today. So here it is. It's a song by Lanny Wolf. Yeshua be the Lord of all. Yeshua be the Lord of all. Oh, Yeshua be the Lord of all. The kingdom's of my their kingdoms are a world that is all of my own. Kingdoms that are only seen by myself and God alone. But until today, but in the past, when I tried to rule my world, it just seemed to fall apart. But
Yeshua be the Lord of all the kingdoms of my heart. Yeshua be the Lord of all. Yeshua be the Lord of all. Yeshua be the Lord of all the kingdoms of my heart.
I think this is, describes us perfectly. I guess I only fooled myself, for I said I had yielded all. But in a secret corner of my heart was a kingdom that would not fall. But I surrender now. Make my heart your throne. Rule its kingdoms, both great and small. For if you're not Lord of everything, then you're not Lord at all. Yeshua, please stand. Yeshua be the Lord of all. Yeshua be the Lord of all. Oh, Yeshua be the Lord of all the kingdoms of my heart. For if you're not Lord of everything, then you're not Lord at all. What a truth, huh?
Yeah.
What an awesome truth. An awesome truth. I'm done.